on Pennsylvania. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In the aftermath of President Biden's speech in Philadelphia, where he said MAGA Republicans are waging war on democracy, former President Trump held a political rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Saturday night, where he said that Democrats are the ones trying to undermine democracy.
Censoring free speech, criminalizing dissent. You see that happening. Disarming law-abiding citizens, issuing lawless mandates and unconstitutional orders, imprisoning political protesters. That's what they're doing. Rigging elections.
The former president is also there to back Republican candidates Doug Mastriano and Dr. Mehmet Oz for Pennsylvania governor and Senate. A hydrogen leak causing NASA to postpone its moon rocket Artemis 1 launch Saturday. NASA Associate Administrator Jim Free discusses when another launch attempt could happen.
As we get into launch period 27 in the latter part of October, we will be looking at a lot of things, our limited life items, our stay on the pad durations that we have. And of course, we're always looking at weather as a general course of action for some of the storm activity that can be out there.
29-year-old Corey Patterson in police custody after he stole a private plane from a Tupelo, Mississippi airport Saturday morning and threatened to crash it into a local Walmart.
All of these organizations and departments, emergency services, did a great job this morning. No one was injured. The suspect is now in custody. He will get the help he needs as far as whatever he's dealing with.
Tom Jordan, mayor of Tupelo, Mississippi. Amid heavy shelling, the Russian-controlled nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia, Ukraine, is now partly disconnected. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An E. coli outbreak linked to the Wendy's fast food chain has now spread to more states. Fox's Gary Baumgarten has more.
The CDC says the outbreak linked to romaine lettuce from Wendy's has spread to New York and Kentucky, bringing to 6 the number of states where it's been detected. The CDC says nearly 100 cases have been reported in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Kentucky, and New York. But the number of people sickened is likely higher than the number reported. 45 of the patients required hospitalization.
A young social media influencer is killed in a tragic accident. Fox's Karen McHugh has the report.
A 21-year-old TikTok influencer is dead. Tanya Pardazzi, a beauty queen from Toronto, Canada, was killed during her first attempt at skydiving last weekend. Skydive Toronto, located in Innisfil, Ontario, the skydiving school she attended, requires students to finish a day of ground training before attempting a solo jump. A Facebook posting from the school said Pardazzi opened her parachute too late and at too low an altitude during her August 27th dive.
The first race of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs starts today. It's the Southern 500 at Darlington.
Back in May, Joey Logano won the Goodyear 400 from a pole position at Darlington. Logano hopes history will repeat itself. He'll lead the pack for the Southern 500 to open the postseason.
When you fire off in the playoffs, you want to have a good start of it. And this pit stall here is so important. It really... kind of really helped us win the race here in the spring, so it's nice to have that same pit stall again.
Courtesy of the USA Network, Logano starts the playoffs second in points behind Chase Elliott. NASCAR will run three races before cutting the playoff field from 16 drivers down to 12.
Fox's Bob Mortelli. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.